Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. I'm Chris, he's Rob. Shortly after the show, folks, our podcast will go up. And if you've missed any of today's show, just check out the pod. All you do is search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and then follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and you will see today's show posted right after we get off the air. Of course, spread the word, family, friends, co-workers, loved ones, enemies, whoever. Tell everybody about the Odd Couple.
Enemies, podcast. We have no enemies.
Not our enemies, any listeners that they might have enemies. But hopefully they don't either. Mark Medina, Rob, our Fox Sports Radio NBA insider. We call him Funky Cole Medina.
Funky Cole Medina.
Will join us at the bottom of the hour. But until then, let's go to the NFL. And talk about Micah Parsons, his podcast. You know, he had it all season long. And he said some interesting things. Was it yesterday? I guess it was yesterday. He had DeAndre Swift on with him, but he also did a solo bit, which is what we're going to hear. But here's Micah talking about some of the things going on with the Cowboys and their disappointing season. I'm going to let Rob G introduce it and summarize stuff. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, so he said a lot, and depending on your perspective, Micah may or may not have thrown the Cowboys front office, the Cowboys coaching staff, and his own teammates under the bus. Mm. So first off, you know, Jerry Jones made headlines when he said they're going to go all in on 2024. Well, Micah had some thoughts on that. Take a listen.
We're going all in this year, man. That's what I would hope for. You know, I'm 24 years old. I've been in this league, you know, 3 years, and I kind of seen it all, and I hope that we go all in. I hope that we go out and get the players that we're missing because we didn't do that this year. You know, I hope that we challenge ourselves, become better, and become greater for us.
So the Cowboys, who had 9 All-Pros, apparently are still missing some talent on that roster. It's all right, Micah.
Yeah, here's the problem. He was saying all year that they have enough. A few times before the season, as they were entering the playoffs, he was telling Cowboy Nation, get ready for the Super Bowl parade, right? He said that. We get ready for the Super Bowl. All right, after the Niners whipped them by 32 points even, he said, I think we on their level. Like, he talked like they had enough. And I get it. Maybe you say, well, he saw they didn't. Okay. But he was talking all year long about they had enough. And like you said, Rob G, 9 Pro Bowlers. It looks like you have enough,
Chris.
Y'all just didn't show up.
Not just
9 All Pros. That's bigger than Pro Bowlers, obviously.
So, you know, but he said a lot. He had a long podcast. And then he's responding to some of the critics were saying, hey, you guys got gashed in the run game against Green Bay. Aaron Jones ran roughshod. Why didn't you move over to linebacker and help stuff the run game? Well, Micah had an answer for that one, too. Take a listen.
at the end of the day, we were just outperformed, out-schemed. They had an answer for everything. People saying, well, why ain't you go to linebacker? Because they said you could stop the run. Well, guess what? The packages are in for me to go to linebacker. There's multiple packages, multiple variations. But I can only play what it's called. Whatever they're calling, whoever personnel they're putting on, I'm not putting out personnel. I'm not putting out the calls. Nothing's coming from me. I do see a Super Bowl in my future. I want to be a Super Bowl champion. I challenge anyone to actually go look at the game film and say, did Micah play his heart out? To go out like that at home was completely embarrassing and unacceptable. It took me a while to even be able to show my face in the public.
Well, look, I think we all would believe he played his heart out, but he didn't play particularly well.
Thank you, Chris.
Right? I mean, I don't think anybody's questioning, did you try? They're questioning, why weren't you effective? You're one of the best defensive players in the league, Rob. I think he had one tackle. Yeah, he had two tackles that game, one solo tackle. One QB hit. This is Micah Parsons.
Well, Chris, it's funny you say that because Micah Parsons, as he's been wont to do, you know, decided, hey, I'm going to weigh in on my own performance, right? And obviously it was an embarrassing defensive showing by the Cowboys. He didn't play particularly well. But if you ask him, Micah Parsons wasn't the problem.
I'm at complete peace, you know, yeah, and I say that because I don't think I could have done anything more to try to win that game. And that comes to watching film with the other guys in the room, saying what I'm seeing, being vocal out there on the field. I was completely at peace because I know I don't have no regrets about how I performed or what I put into the game.
Thanks. Thanks for that. That's the podcast, Chris. That's what we want for Micah Parsons. I appreciate it. I got a new name for his podcast. Turn his Micah off. Because we got nothing.
That was a pretty good one.
Chris, 290 and his analysis about himself and his team will get you on the subway because he gave me nothing. We get it. These guys, Chris, they play in the game. I have respect for them. If you want to tell me about what plays are being called and all the other stuff and the intensity and the stuff that went on, I'll buy into that. But to go to these players and think you're going to get honest analysis of them, their friends, their teammates, you're not going to get it. It is a total waste of time. Stop it. If you're going to listen to the podcast and you're going to give these guys numbers, demand that they give you something so that you can listen to it and feel that there's some worth there. There's nothing there. It's a waste of time. I get it. He could have a gazillion downloads because he's Micah Parsons. He plays for the Cowboys. I understand that. He'll have more downloads than I'll ever have, and I'm fine with that. But I'll tell you what you'll get when you listen to the Odd Couple podcast. You'll get an honest analysis of what went on. And then you can make your own judgment of what happened. It won't be one-sided and biased because they're involved. They want to play the game and report on the game. Imagine that. And then his own analysis, Chris. Oh, he played great. You played great.
You lost.
You were embarrassed. You should have stood up there and said, you know what? Of course I didn't play well. No team I played on would have given up 48 points at home in a playoff game. I have to play better. My teammates have to play better. And we didn't get the job done. Talking about he could sleep at night. Really? I'm so tired of hearing these clips from these podcasts. A total waste of time. All right. I'm telling you the new name of his podcast from here on out. Turn off his Micah.
Well, I like your name for it. Turn off the Micah. That's very clever and well done. I disagree, though, on the content. These dudes are unfiltered. Now, yeah, he was wrong. He played poorly. But getting his honest feel. Like, I think he honestly feels that way. And that tells you something, Rob. Why didn't it? A lot of players would go up there and say, you know what? I didn't get it done. I played badly. I got to play better. He didn't do that, which gives you some insight into Micah Parsons. Why didn't you just say, I didn't show up? I didn't get it done. So I disagree with you on these podcasts not having any value. Here's where I'm at on it. My issue is this. Just like I say about Jerry Jones, Rob, and you know this is not new. This is not a reaction to this season. I have been saying for years that Jerry Jones wants the spotlight. Jerry Jones wants, you know, to make news. He wants to be on the talk shows, whether he's actually on it or he's just the topic of conversation or the Cowboys are the topic of conversation. He wants the attention more than he wants a Super Bowl. And Micah Parsons is only following in those footsteps. Micah Parsons doesn't need a podcast. What other player in the league that's that young in any league? And maybe there is somebody. I don't know of them. I'm thinking of the podcast I know of. They're either veterans who have won championships, Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce, Draymond Green, or that Paul George hasn't won a championship, but he's a veteran. All right, Kevin Durant's got the boardroom, veteran, championships. And then there are ex-players, KG, Paul Pierce, the knuckleheads, you know, with Quentin Richardson and Darius Miles, all the smoke, Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes and all that stuff. But I don't know, and maybe I'm missing it, but I can't count too many. I can't count any that I know of where it's a guy that young, hasn't reached his full potential yet, hasn't won yet, and he's doing a podcast. And Rob, the point is, like Rob G said, he definitely threw the coaching staff under the bus.
Right. He said that it was like, there. Right. Oh, they have packages. They just didn't put Absolutely. It on. They didn't run it.
Yep. And we got out schemed. We got out prepared. I don't know if he said prepared, but we got out schemed. He definitely said that. That's the coaches. Now, I don't know if you can argue whether or not he threw his teammates under the bus. Like, we need to go get more. We didn't have it this year. That's debatable. But he definitely threw the coaches under the bus. I don't think he did it on purpose, but that's the danger. And, Rob, I think Jerry Jones, if Jerry Jones came out tomorrow and said next year, or even on the first day of training camp, and said next year, we are trying to do things differently. We're turning over a new leaf because we are tired of not even being the freaking bridesmaids. We are tired of underachieving. So we're going to do something new. I will not be talking to you this season. This will be the last conversation you have with me until we're being handed that NFC title trophy. If he said that, that would take some pressure off these players. It would clear the air. The culture would be different. And you could go to Micah Parsons and say, Micah, look, I'm not talking to anybody this year because it's all football. And I would like it if you didn't talk. I'm not trying to take money out of your pocket. Heck, I just paid you tens of millions of dollars. But this year, man, let's focus on the football. Once we win that ring, then do all the podcasts you want. He could do that. He can't do that now. You running your mouth after every game, upstaging your coach. You on the radio show locally every Tuesday. So that's my issue with the podcast. Not that he's saying whatever, you know, what the content, but he puts his foot in his mouth too much because he's a young guy. I would have put my foot in my mouth at that age. And so I think that's my issue with it, Rob.
877-99 on Fox. I hear you. I'm just saying, dude, I just couldn't. And I'm different. I'm cut from a different cloth. I'm looking for content, but I'm looking for some context to it. I'm looking for an honest opinion. I don't think you could be honest, Chris, and it has nothing to do with them knowing the game or obviously they're playing in the game, but they can't be honest. They can't. That because they're compromised. They're in bed with too many people. There are too many friends and too many things. So you ginger about your comments. When you sit down on First Things First, Chris, you know, you're not beholden to anybody.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
You know that. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're right. You're right.
Greg Jennings, we had Greg Jennings on, and I said this to you before, and I'm not going after anybody. There's a lot of guys who I like in this business. But your show right now is the number one show on Fox FS1.
Right.
And have no former athletes.
Right.
That's fact. Right. Chris,
well,
that's fact.
And the number one sports show overall as far as these types of shows, PTI. Michael Wilbon,
no,
Tony Kornheiser.
No former athletes. All right? And I'm not saying that there's not a place for them.
Right.
Fans don't want to hear everything's great, Chris. That's not what they want to hear.
Well, the ex-players that make it, that really get big.
That's why they hate Charles Barkley.
Right. They're ones that will tell the truth. Absolutely.
They hate Charles Barkley. Why?
Nah, you're right about that, Rob.
I'm being honest.
They'd rather hear a writer or a reporter or, you know, who's just going to be honest and not, you know, wave pom-poms and hold his tongue instead of an ex-player who's just going to say, you know, protect his friends and his coaches. And, you know, the league and all that stuff. So I do agree with you on that. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Micah Parsons podcast or athletes podcast in general. Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that
wait,
one.
What?
Open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what?
Possible.
Just forget,
you know
what? Forget
this.
Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, the iCouple's live from the TireRack.com studios. Let Express Employment Professionals help hire your next pro. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, or interviewing unqualified applicants. Move on up to the pros. Go to ExpressPros.com to find the location near you. That's ExpressPros.com. 877-99 on Fox. We're talking Micah Parsons and other athletes podcasts. Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off. Tony in Los Angeles, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
Doing great.
You know,
what's up, man?
The problem with athletes having podcasts is that they're scared to critique not only themselves but each other.
Right.
The whole point, if you're going to have a podcast, I thought it was the honesty. So Michael Parsons, the number one person he should critique and complain about is himself. He played horrible. I didn't even know he played in the playoffs. And please don't compare that guy to Lawrence Taylor no more.
I know.
Don't do that. Don't do that. That's disrespectful to Lawrence Taylor. I mean, look, if you're going to have, just like Draymond Green, when he's talking about the 65-game NBA schedule, and he's critiquing that, talking about his trash, you got to talk about why that happened, Draymond.
Thank you.
Because you guys weren't doing what
you guys won't play. Exactly.
It's not like they pulled that out of thin air.
They didn't have that from Michael Jordan's era. They played.
Thank you. Michael Jordan played 82 games 9 times.
He played 82 his last season. Yes.
Come on, guys. If you're going to have a podcast, be honest on the podcast. Other than that, people don't want to hear you talk.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate the call. Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
Yo, my uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. First of all, what a rant. Thank you for that. Thank you for that, man. We need that. Like you put it out there, Chris got the number one show on FS1.
I'm just saying, Chris, I talked to him before about this. Like, seriously, you can put all the names you want up there. People want information and analysis. That's what they want.
And that's what we're getting, man. And every time I hear you and Nick go back and forth, and then hearing you and Rob go back and forth every day, it's always intelligent conversation. It's not one guy just going off, getting zero pushback. Just throwing all these bad takes in the ether, like Cam Newton, like Draymond Green, like Micah Parsons. And I don't know how Micah Parsons says he could hold his head up high. He did everything I can. And in the same breath said I couldn't go outside for 3 days because I was so embarrassed.
Right.
Let's talk about that, Micah. If you're going to keep on doing that, you might as well just take all these podcasts off the air because they're not telling the truth. Y'all keep it real, Gunks.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it. Let's go to... We got another one here. Mike in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
What's up? How y'all doing, man? Y'all my favorite show.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it.
All I can say about Parsons, man, he needs to shut up. He needs to shut up. And they need a more aggressive coach that's going to get in their butts and not keep praising him. His head has gotten too big too fast.
Well, Mike McCarthy said they're city champions. They're not the world champions.
They're city champions.
They're city champions.
What, is there another team in Dallas, Chris, that we missed out on?
They weren't even state champs,
right?
That would have been the Texans.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and see, he plays good in the regular season, but this is what separates the great ones from the mediocre ones. When you're in the playoffs, that's when you rise to the occasion.
No doubt. Thanks for the call. We appreciate you. Thank you.
We got Mark Funky Cole Medina coming up first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Our next guest is a Fox Sports Radio NBA insider. We call him Funky Cole Medina. It's our man, Mark Medina.
Funky
Mark
Cole.
Medina, what's up, brother?
Rob, I appreciate that you guys communicate and talk the way we normally communicate instead of doing all those cryptic emojis on Twitter.
Yes.
I know, man. I just think LeBron's better than that. He's darn near 40 years old. Just say it, you know. Well, let's start there since you brought it up. What do you feel like, not even tonight, them sitting out, we may get to that later, but what do you feel like is going on with the Lakers and in particular maybe LeBron? Do you think he wants out? Does he want them to make a trade? Does he want Darvin Ham out? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it could be all the above. I mean, we truly don't know what that hourglass means other than that it's not a good sign. And he has been frustrated the entire season. I understand the frustration. He's been playing at a really high level. Same thing with AD. As you guys mentioned, they're out against Boston. That's the first time, though, all season that they've missed a game together, and they've been mostly healthy. But as far as any expectations that the Lakers need to make wholesale changes, look, if you're a team that's barely above or below 500 all season, why would other teams want those players? That's number one. And number two, while Darvin Ham certainly isn't blameless with X's and O's, rotations, I'm not going to say it's injuries. Like, they should be able to overcome that. But this is mostly the same group that went to the Western Conference Finals last season.
Right.
So they should be better than this. And maybe it's a stretch to say, oh, yeah, they should be able to go head-to-head with Denver and be in the top of the West. But they should be at least in that 3-4-5 seed category as opposed to a team that may or may not make the play-in tournament.
I was going to ask you about Darvin Ham, and I know it's easy to point fingers, and God knows that I'll point out coaches at any time. But in this case, you talked about the Western Conference Finals, and you talked about, and you didn't mention that they won the in-season tournament. That wasn't 3 years ago.
Well, that's the reason why it's all gone off the rails.
Right?
They're just burned out from that championship hangover.
Is that what it was? All right. What did they play? Six games? That changed everything. It's unbelievable, but. But you know, I've always said this, with LeBron, if some people call him the GOAT, that if things don't go right, someone's going to be the scapegoat, and it might be Darvin Ham.
Yeah, and I think what is telling is that, I mean, he's never outrightly criticized him, but he's never, you know, when given the opportunity, really rallied to his defense. Like, I remember asking him when all this came out last month about the criticism with Darvin. I asked LeBron, how do you think, he's managed the early ups and downs? And he just said something along the lines of, yeah, he's really, trying to get us prepared for games and get ready for battle. Like, that's not really any sort of praise whatsoever.
Right.
Almost damned by faint praise. But I think the bigger part is just the body language on the bench. Well, not even just LeBron, but the whole team. There's so many eye rolls. There's so many short attention spans when he's calling plays and huddling guys up. And again, like, not blameless. He should have been, when he was healthy, putting Jared Vanderbilt in the starting lineup a lot earlier. I think it was also an overreaction, even though D'Angelo Russell and Austin Reeves have had early season hiccups, not to play them more and bring them off the bench. But look, like, even with that, a talented team should be able to overcome any X's and O's miscues like that. Again, because most of this group got to the West Finals. I mean, if they were a team that didn't make the playoffs last season, that's one thing. But this team on paper is a lot better than that, especially when you count the fact that in defense of LeBron and AD, they've been mostly healthy and they've been mostly playing at a high level.
Mark, what do you think, like, do you think LeBron could actually leave the Lakers as a free agent? We all know he wants to play with Bronny. And Bronny, on that, for that matter, 5.5 points, 30 a game, 36% shooting at USC, obviously not huge numbers. Do you think that regardless of how he may be playing at USC, that he's going to go ahead and come out? And I don't doubt that a team would draft him, maybe in the second round or late first, whatever. But do you think he's coming out regardless, or maybe he'll decide, or the family even decides, you know, wait and make sure you're ready, you know, and
yeah,
you're
LeBron's
starting
clock
to kill
is ticking, though,
at the college level? Yeah, how do you see this?
It's a very good question, Chris, and I think the challenge in part is all of these different variables are fluid. And I think in Bronny's case, you know, on a serious note, because, you know, he's coming off of a very scary summer with the cardiac arrest. Like, he's on a limited workload to start out the season, and he's trying to get his feet wet that, you know, maybe he doesn't come out and become eligible after his freshman season. That's to be determined. But to your larger point about would LeBron leave or stay, I think by design that's why he has a player option for his final year, because it gives him flexibility for all those different moving parts. And here are the moving parts. It's not just about Bronny and if he becomes eligible for the draft or if he stays another season at USC. It's not just if the Lakers, find a way to right the ship or make dramatic offseason moves to improve themselves or continue to go south. It's also, I think, flexibility for LeBron James himself. I would think that his expectations and his priorities would depend on how he's playing. If he's still playing right now the way it is at a high level, I would suspect that he will be prioritizing wanting to be on a place that's going to give him the best shot at winning a championship. But given the fact that he's 39 years old, next season will be his 22nd season, if he's not going to be the same player, maybe the better play is about, you know what, just lace him up for a final year, enjoy the farewell tour, and soak in the nostalgia, because chasing a championship just isn't realistic. And so it's going to be interesting to see how all those puzzle pieces maneuver, and all those puzzle pieces, I think, will give clarity on what he does with that player option.
Right.
All right, Mark, let's talk about I wanted to talk to you about the Chris, we were talking about it earlier. I just lost my train of thought.
Sitting out?
Yeah, sitting out. And the 65 games been criticized by some players about to be able to be eligible to win awards. And Chris and I mean, it's obvious. You can't play 30 games and win a NBA MVP or scoring title. I mean, why do you think there's pushback from some players thinking it's a crime that you have to play 65 games? In other sports, in baseball, you have to have a certain amount of plate appearances. Right. You got to pitch a certain amount of innings to qualify for the Cy Young. This is not a big deal, is it?
Well, it shouldn't be a big deal. This is a bunch of like semantical arguments here, because first of all, the NBA Players Union signed on board with this rule when the NBA, they thought this could be a proposal that helps at least reduce, you know, the stars not being available for games. But I think, in fairness, before that rule was even passed, I know myself as a voter and other voters, we certainly calculated games played. That was one of the factors why I chose Nikola Jokic to win his first MVP award over Joel Embiid, because he had injuries. There was COVID as well. And I don't think that's unreasonable to calculate games played. Now, look, in Joel Embiid's defense, these injuries are real. He wasn't ducking Jokic over the weekend. He had an actual injury. And as we've seen, he's had even more injuries since then. But, you know, to cry and a foul over spilled milk over, oh, you have to hit this 65 game barrier just to be eligible for awards. Look, I think if it came down to a player's playing really well and he played 64, are you going to follow the strict letter of the law? Maybe make an exception, but I think it's more about the broader philosophical idea that availability matters. And while the league's self-interest with this is probably more for negotiating their next TV rights deal, I don't think it's unreasonable for them to put this rule, especially because, again, the union agreed to it.
Hey, let me piggyback on that, the TV deal. And if, like, tonight is a national, right, Chris, we got two national games.
Yep.
And three
Lakers,
stars are missing,
Celtics.
Okay?
Yep.
And this has happened a lot. And, Mark, just look in your crystal ball. I mean, if you're a TV network over the last couple of years, you have been disappointed plenty of nights when on national games the stars aren't playing. Can you see TNT or ESPN giving up the rights of the NBA, and maybe the NBA winds up on Amazon or somewhere else where they just say, we can't pay for this anymore because we don't know what we're going to get?
No, I think the big picture answer to that question is no, only because I think when we're looking at media companies, people love to watch sports, even though, you know, ratings from NBA to NFL, it's no comparison. The ratings relative to past seasons have been a net positive for the NBA. And I think in their mind, it would just accelerate people cutting the cable bill, right? But I think the smaller part of your question is that could certainly be a part of the negotiations for what the actual number looks like. And I don't think it's a coincidence that as the league has been negotiating this, they started passing that player participation rule, the 65-game threshold that we talked about for individual awards, the in-season tournament. The NBA is trying to present all these things to maximize the value and meaning of these national TV games. And I think, you know, in fairness, injuries are going to happen. Like today, Lakers, Celtics, these injuries with LeBron and AD are real, but it's about reducing the severity of them. And, you know, it's been a step in the right direction this season. There's been more player participation, some of it, I think, because of these rules, some of it because guys have been healthier. But it's not,
you know, the road, the work's not finished yet, because there needs to be even more of an emphasis on day-to-day availability.
All right, that's our man, Funky Cole Mark Medina. We appreciate the knowledge.
Thanks, Mark.
Brother.
Appreciate you guys, and don't forget to watch the hourglass, see what happens.
You're right about that. We will be watching. That's Mark Medina, Fox Sports Radio, NBA Insider. Shop Talks next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Is this Starsky and Hutch?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, we are live from the TireRack.com
studios. We just lost David Soul.
Take the mystery out of the meat aisle with GoodRanchers.com. Enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality meat and seafood delivered straight to your door. Support local farms and enjoy $20 off plus free shipping with this code, America. GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered. All right, it's time, folks, for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop.
I thought we closed the barbershop down.
You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right, it is Shop Talk here on The Odd Couple. We discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. This week's topic comes to us from this very TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studio because there's someone in the building who has a budding romance, okay? There's a lot of exchanging.
It ain't me.
Love is in the air.
Voice messages and text messages.
Rob, when'd you go to Atlanta again? What happened?
No, that ain't me. Usually, the only time I'm in, I got a romance going is after she gets the approval on my MasterCard.
Oh gosh. Rob.
Anyways, it's not Rob Parker, apparently. But there's somebody in the building.
And the other two are married.
And it's a budding romance, right?
Yeah,
and,
two married. That's right. I mean, where else? It's got to be Alex.
The vibes are immaculate. That's all I'm going to say. Wow. There's definitely a both sides are feeling this right now.
Really?
Wow.
However, it has just come to our attention.
Alex, is it over?
That the other person, the other party to this romantic situation.
She's not an anime. It's all over.
Not only does she have a boyfriend.
What?
She lives with him.
Oh, what? Alex.
So here's the question.
Oh, my God.
Is that person now obligated to take a step back, or does he just got to come harder?
No, Alex, come on.
So you're talking about
Alex.
Alex.
The girl did not say Alex.
There was no name.
That's how you want to interpret it.
There was no name specified on the show.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Right. The guy that's interested in
the girl. Yes. The guy who has long hair and an MLB Pro shirt on.
The girl's living with her boyfriend.
Yes.
Right? Well, I think personally, you just got to. So you're feeling her. Is she giving you vibes that she's feeling?
So
you?
May I add to the insight or of the story?
It is.
Can I add a little bit
yeah.
more, CB?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Ahead.
So let me text him real quick to get the info. Okay. Just got it back from him. So basically, what happened is they met each other at Whole Foods, right? Hold on.
Right.
That's a wrong grammar right there. And when they met each other, basically sparks fly, CB. You've seen rom coms. You've seen how something just
right,
somewhere
right,
something
right.
just happens. You can't explain it. It's probably the whole faith aspect, love God, right?
Right.
So. We started hitting it off. I'm sorry. He says we. I'm reading this off here.
Yes, okay.
He says
right.
we
not
hit it
you,
off,
right.
and the
okay.
entire time it has been nothing but sensational. Both sides are in on this. It's just everything's positive, right?
It can't be.
Hold on. Hold on. So then he finally found out that she actually is in a relationship, and she is set living with this guy right now. But he took it upon himself to not only not act on anything, but made it very clear that if she is truly interested in something here and feels the same way, or there's something possible that can come from this, he has to wait until she ends it before even trying to pursue it.
Yes.
No,
how do you feel about that?
I think that's right. Like,
okay.
Well, let me ask this. So he has confronted her.
Yes, they have both confronted each other.
What did she say? Like, did she act like she's...
No, basically, hold on, he's texting me back again. Basically, she is saying that it is absolutely mutual and that she is going to figure some stuff out and handle as appropriate as she needs to.
Well, this is what scares me about her.
Please.
Should have been out front that she had a boyfriend and she's living with him.
I will say.
This is not like you're dating. Like you're living with somebody. Like that.
Right.
When you got a vibe in the supermarket, you could easily say, hey, you seem like a cool person, but I want you to know I'm in a relationship or, you know what I mean? I'm like that should have been out front.
Well, if
Chris,
I can jump in, Rob, there was conversations had before this. Then that said guy asked if she was seeing anybody, and she did say yes. So
oh, she
was
did.
Up front.
Okay.
But
did
she say she was living? Not only am I seeing somebody, I'm living
with them.
No.
You know what I mean?
That
no.
was not divulged
well,
until
hold
later.
On. He's texting me back, Rob G. No, that was never up front. But it also didn't grow as fast as it did because of a lot of said events.
Right.
And then she
doesn't know if anything's going to
exactly. And then she found out the guy has a podcast. Plug, he says real quick, shout Shallow Oceans podcast.
Oh,
and
right?
in the podcast, she's been such a super fan. She's listened to every single episode and has now even fallen more in a sense for the guy because she's saying, hold on, he said, they align. Everything that she believes, her morals, value, God, etc. It's crazy, CB. It's like a rom-com in a sense.
Well,
but,
let me, I have a family member, young, I mean, just in my extended family, young person who hit it off with a guy. And he was really into her, and he was in the same situation. He was living with a girl.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And because of the lease, right? That's like, it's not
right.
like you just, oh, let get up and leave. Because of the lease,
insane.
They had to live together for a few more months.
Right.
The girl in my family waited. They did not date until he... Or actually the other girl
to
moved out.
Right.
Moved out. And so to protect yourself, I would wait to start, you know, dating until that person moved out.
Well, CB, not
whether
only did
the girl moves out or the guy moves out.
Yeah, I texted him that and he said he is full on board with that as well.
Yeah, that's a good
that's
idea,
amazing.
Chris.
And you can
wait.
Stay in touch and, you know, talk on the phone.
Right,
all
right.
That stuff.
And have her give you a discount at the whole paycheck.
That's definitely been happening.
Right. There you go. But yeah, it's tough, you know, because, I mean, she ain't married. She just living with him and that. You know,
yeah,
so,
but living with somebody is a commitment.
No,
you know what
is,
I mean? Like, you're
like
in
a
living with somebody.
You know? All right, keep it locked. iCouple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.